This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Joining us now is Mark Goldman. Mark Goldman has been a member of the Frankie Boyer Show for years now, bringing us breaking news, interesting stories about cannabis, and we just love to catch up with Mark. He is a partner at Hemp Public Relations. That's hemppublicrelations.com. Mark Goldman, welcome back as always. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
So you have a lot of stories. We have a lot to cover today, but I want to begin with a story that is really disturbing to me as someone who does this show, because I'm always cognizant of kids and what is really happening in the world of vaping, because there's some really, there are some very serious stories that are popping, and you have one of them.
Absolutely. There's a new survey out there, and apparently, according to the survey, that 2 million U.S. teens are vaping marijuana.
2 million.
Are you familiar with this vaping thing?
Tell everybody what vaping is, because there are a lot of people that may not be aware of what vaping is all about.
Vaping, you utilize a battery, also known as a pen, and you could put either tobacco in there, you could put THC in there, you could put CBD oil in there. It's an oil cartridge. It fits onto a battery, also known as a pen, and you inhale it. But it's not as bad as, you know, inhaling anything else or any other way. And it's a pen or a battery could actually fit into your palm of your hand, and that's where a lot of these kids are bringing them into schools and other places, because it's super easy to utilize and doesn't give off any smell.
And there are different flavors, apparently. Is that the attraction?
The attraction is definitely the different flavors for the THC or tobacco or CBD or whatever else it might be. However, it's also, you know, it's so easy to do and also pretty easy to get, from what I understand.
So these little battery held, and we've all seen them, many people
have
seen them.
They kind of look like a pen.
Yeah. But the e-cigarettes...
Yes.
They do contain nicotine, but many of the battery devices, as you're saying, vape other substances.
Right.
So I heard that the manufacturers are complaining, are being told that they need to do something, and they're saying, well, we're not advertising for young people to use these pens.
Absolutely. With the e-cigarettes, they're not advertising at all for the children to be using the pens.
Right. So they're laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, to utilize THC in a battery or a pen, it's actually very, very good, very effective, and easy to use. It's just a shame that, you know, all these kids are utilizing this.
So what's the answer? Do you think there is an answer? What do we do?
Legalize everything. Anyway, this survey, you were just talking about it a moment ago, 2 million U.S. teens are vaping marijuana. So according to this brand-new survey, nearly 1 in 11 U.S. students have used marijuana in electronic cigarettes, heightening their health concerns about the new popularity of vaping amongst teens. E-cigarettes typically contain nicotine, but, many of these battery-powered devices, like we were just talking about, can also vaporize other substances, including marijuana, THC, CBD, and so on. Results published recently said 2.1 million middle and high school students have used them to get high. This, you know, is a huge concern for me, because I actually have a middle schooler now in my family, or my son.
Yeah. So it's affecting so many kids. So do you have a conversation with your with the kids and say, listen, this is it's happening and everyone is doing it, but I don't want you to do it? I mean, what do you say as a parent?
You know, it's kind of hard because, as you know, I mean, I'll be honest with everybody, I have utilized a vape of THC on a somewhat regular basis. And to tell my
Well, tell everybody why, what you have your underlying condition.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is I have Tourette's or Tourette syndrome, and it really, really does help out. That's the bottom line. But I also, you know, enjoy it thoroughly, so.
Sure.
You know, going back.
But it's also medicinal use for you helps you function to live the life that you live
in. But I also like it
recreationally. You do,
yes,
like it,
absolutely.
Of course.
Nearly 9% of students surveyed in the 2016, they said they used e-cigarettes devices with marijuana, according to the report. That's one-third of those who ever used e-cigarettes. It's kind of a large amount. I mean, 2.1 million kids using this is crazy, you know?
Do we have to be more vigilant in our talking to kids? I mean, the campaign when we were younger,
right?
This is your brain, this is your brain on drugs with
right.
the egg and being fried, it was not effective. It never worked.
No, that didn't work, and also Nancy Reagan's...
Just say no was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right. So, but what will work?
You know what? I think if you're a good parent and you talk to your kids and you tell them what's good and what's right and what's wrong, you hope they get the message, you know? I think it comes down to all about good parenting.
Well, the other thing that concerns me is that you know and I know that when the brain is not fully developed and smoking
right.
and using THC products, not hemp, there's a distinction
right.
here. We're not talking
and not
about...
CBD.
Not CBD, because CBD will not get you high. CBD actually has some wonderful benefits, especially if you have a kid that has ADD or ADHD. But we're
Absolutely.
Talking about, for the sake of the argument today, it can really hurt someone's development, a kid's development.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. You know what? More and more of these kids are using THC, they're using e-cigarettes, they're using just stuff to, you know, get you high. And it's really, really easy to come by. All the states that are legalized, people get it through there. And again, super, super easy. And very, very effective. And you can bring it into a classroom, you can bring it into a bathroom, it doesn't smell. You know, it's, I don't know what to do. I just don't.
So... This leads us to another story that you bring us today. Boy, there's a lot of stories about kids and CBD. So a California kindergarten can use cannabis in school? The judges
Absolutely.
Rule. Tell us about this story.
This is kind of an interesting story. So a kindergarten, like you were saying, can bring a cannabis-based drug to her public school in Northern California. In fact, a lot of people are actually comparing this to a bad Adam Sandler comedy movie. But you know what? This five-year-old, her name is Brooke Adams, and for her, it's really a godsend. The drug is an emergency treatment for a rare form of epilepsy that she has, and it helps her function like an average kindergartner. I mean, that's got to be huge. It's huge for the parents. It's huge,
huge
for the daughter.
Huge,
it's huge
yes,
for the
yes.
school. So on Saturday, a judge ruled in favor of Brooke Adams being able to bring a cannabis-based drug, which she uses, again, you know, elementary school. And, you know, I think that's a huge, huge thing. It's great. It's wonderful. We spoke about other kids on this program many of times who use CBD oil to help them with seizures or just help them to get through the day.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely. Absolutely. And you have a client... With a child that has a terrible rare disease, and
right.
this they couldn't function without hemp oil.
Right, she's actually a little girl, and her name is Josie. She's 6.5 years old, and she has a disease or a condition called Fox G1. Only under 500 people in America have it. And it gives her severe seizures, and, you know, she's 6.5 years old. She acts like a 1-year-old. She barely walks or talks. And the only thing that gets her through the day and stops these seizures are CBD oil. So any politician or anybody listening out there that thinks CBD oil is bad or it shouldn't be given to kids or whatever else, you know, just hear the show and hear the message. Really, it's really helping a lot of people.
It's great. It's absolutely – I love that story, though. I think that's – That's a, and I commend the judge for doing that. That's a great story.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and that, you know, you wouldn't say to a child who has diabetes or cancer, you cannot take your drug during school hours.
Right, right. And you know what's pretty cool? A nurse actually accompanies her to the school and applies the oil 3 times a day during the school to really help and treat the seizure condition. So that's kind of cool, too, that she has somebody to help her out like that.
I love that. That's a great story.
It
absolutely
really
fabulous story.
And again, let's just, you know, point out the judge and say he did a wonderful, wonderful thing here for this little girl and her
family. He really did.
Yeah.
He really did. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if the other parents have a problem with it in the school, then, you know, too bad. This is what her lifeline is.
Absolutely. And it's really, really helping her out. And she's able to function now and go to school with all the other kids. So it's a great thing.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex Concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey. Joining us now is Mark Goldman. He is a partner at Hemp Public Relations. Mark, there's a story about skinny pot. What's up with this?
This would really, really help me out because I know after I utilize some of the marijuana or whatever else, I get very hungry and the refrigerator is not safe for me.
Okay.
So anyway, apparently there's something called skinny pot and various different strains, obviously, of marijuana. It's a lot stronger than it used to be, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and one of them actually triggers weight loss. So, you know, it's really, really kind of interesting. There's just a bunch of different kinds of marijuana, as you know, or THC, and one of them is called indica, one's called sativa, one's called hybrid. The indica makes you relax so that you become one with the sofa. In fact, they make a joke called, instead of indica, how people remember is into the couch, or indica the couch, which is kind of weird, but anywho, that's what they call it. And sativa gets you energized, it makes you more active. So if you're having sativa, you might then hop onto a treadmill and then lose a little weight, and that would really obviously benefit everybody, you know? So that's more or less the skinny pot. The ongoing punchline has been that people who smoke marijuana, like I said earlier, get the munchies. They crave potato chips and cookies and high-calorie snacks and just, you know, rubbish. But, you know, that's not true. Like we were just saying, for all strains of pot, in fact, some strains may have the opposite effect and make you want to get up and be active. So that's really, really, really kind of interesting. You just got to really see what you're getting and move from there.
Fascinating stuff. Really fascinating.
Absolutely.
Another story that is also... I often wondered about this. What happens when mothers get high and smoke pot during pregnancy? What happens to the kids? So
you know,
there's a new story about that today as well.
That's a very, very interesting story. Do you feel that mothers should utilize THC or CBD oil at
you
all?
You know, I don't know what the answer is because I think it's very personal, but I know of a mother that smoked quite a bit during her kids' pregnancies, both kids' pregnancies, and both kids have ongoing physical issues and diseases, and both of them are very big users at a very early age of cannabis. So
that is very, very interesting. Very interesting, and I never have thought that either.
Yeah.
Anyway, so children whose mothers use marijuana are likely to begin using the drug earlier than children whose mothers do not, according to the new research. And obviously, they could have just went to the Frankie Boyer show to find out this information and saved them a whole lot of money. Anyway,
that's
a study
right.
published recently in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine says children of women who consume marijuana use the drug themselves an average of 2 years earlier than children of women who do not use the drug. I think that's... a tremendous outcome. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health analyzed data from the National Survey of Youth in 1979 and children and young adults. They examined marijuana use among close to 5,000 kids and close to 3,000 mothers and observed it when participants began using the drug. Researchers then tested for the effect of a woman's pot use between the childbirth and the age of 12 on the child's subsequent risk of using the drug itself. The study found that 67% of children and 35% of women reported using marijuana. Again, I think they could have just came straight to the Frank Boyer show. We would have given this information, the statistics, and moved from there. Would have saved everybody a hell of a lot of money.
We've talked about some really great stories through the years, Mark, about cannabis, but how do you feel about smoking on college campuses?
Well, as a college student in my, you know.
No. Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
How do you feel about the school saying, yes, it's okay to allow smoking on campus?
You know what? I think I'm glad you rephrased that question, actually. Thank you. What do you call it? The colleges are private. They should be able to do what they want to do. However, if it's a commuter school, definitely not. I mean, if kids are driving, they should not be, you know, high or on any kind of substance at all, you know?
At all, yeah.
I think if it's a private school, it's not as bad, but, you know, people's brains might be manipulated a little bit. And, you know, I know when I smoke, I get the, I can't stop laughing, right? So if there's going to be a university professor trying to teach and somebody doesn't stop laughing, it's not going to be a great outcome. So
yeah.
Maybe not. You know, it might not be the best bet to, you know, have marijuana usage on campuses.
65 of 260 university college campuses have outlawed smoking, vaping, or plan to. This is from the Canadian Cancer Society report.
Right, so these are all Canadian universities.
Canadian universities, yeah.
65 out of 260 Canadian university college campuses have outlawed smoking. And you know what? It's probably a good idea, right?
It probably is. I think that, you know, I was, one of my dear friends, when they lived in the Boston area, the husband was a professor at one of the
right.
very big law schools, and I got to sit in one day
wow.
in his classroom, which was really fun experience for me, and I couldn't believe how active social media was while he's teaching. So the phones
wow.
are going a mile a minute.
Right.
The computers are out. The iPads are out. And when it was over, I said, don't you find it distracting? He said, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. It's one of the reasons why I can't wait to retire.
And also
it's not like it used to be. And you can't, what are you supposed to say, put all your phones up here before you enter the
right.
room? So there's that fine line where, yeah, I can only imagine kids
right.
being high.
You know, once they legalize it or, you know, put it into practice at universities, and where does it stop? Does it stop high schools, middle schools, elementary schools, you know? Can the teachers do it during school, you know? So I think you got to put a hard line down and say, you know, this is unacceptable while you're, you know, on campus.
Absolutely.
While you're trying to get an education.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we know that the medicinal benefits of this plant are extraordinary. We just talked about your Tourette's. We
Absolutely.
Talked about that lovely little child that has a disease that needs
yep.
the hemp oil. Epilepsy
right.
for the little five-year-old that
yep.
needs her dosage every day
Absolutely.
To help her function. And so I think that, you know, I am concerned as an adult with the vaping problem. I am concerned about where we go with this.
Right.
And so I think it's important that we continue the conversation, that we continue the education.
Absolutely. Education is power. Super,
it's,
super important.
It's absolutely. Absolutely. And always wonderful having you with us, Mark Goldman.
Well,
The website is, go ahead and give it.
Sure. It's hemppublicrelations.com. Hemppublicrelations.com.
Thanks so much. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. Call now. That's 800-817-3046.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Joining us today is a former hockey player, retired professional hockey player, and Marvin Dagon is with us. He is from Naples, Florida. And Marvin, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Sorry, no, it's a pleasure being on the radio with you guys. This is kind of cool. I mean, I'm, you know, really excited about all the things that are in this industry, and this is just, you know, another piece of, or another a place to speak about it, you know?
So you're a local Boston, you grew up outside of Worcester?
Correct. I actually grew up in Millbury, which is a suburb of Worcester there, and did most of my schooling in Massachusetts as well. I went to Cushing Academy in Western Mass, and then UMass Amherst in Western Mass as well.
And you played for the played professional hockey with a 10-year career.
Yeah. I started out in North America playing in the various pro leagues there, and then spent about 7 years traveling throughout Europe playing in all the leagues there as well.
And as a former professional hockey player, I mean, you guys get, any professional sports, I mean, you guys get banged up. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, hockey is interesting where, you know, there's kind of a different gauge of contact sports where you have your footballs where everything is so diagrammed and calculated. Every time that the linemen is set down, they're basically going to get hit in the head, or they're going to make a pretty standard movement or calculated movement. Where hockey is calculated like that, but there's also a lot of twitch to it, right? So we have a lot of degradation inside of our joints and stuff as well as that impact, you know, stuff that all impact sports deal with. So, you know, hockey players don't maybe necessarily get as much of the glitz and glam because the sport isn't necessarily in everybody's face. And there's also that kind of stigmatism that it's just the enforcers that are really feeling it. But me, you know, I was never an enforcer. I'm not a large statured guy. But I feel it. I feel it every day. And that is something to show for across all contact sports.
So how does a former professional hockey player wind up being a speaker at a U.S. cannabis conference and expo?
Well, you know, for lack of sustainable options in life after sports or after, you know, this grueling experience, you know, I was in, you know, and I said this a couple times, but I was in a car accident every day at work for, you know, 10 years, whether it be a fender bender or a 10-car pileup, right? Every time that I made contact with somebody, this isn't something that my body necessarily should take.
Yeah.
You know?
So when you get checked, man, you get checked, yes.
Yeah, you know, and you don't feel it at the moment. You play through it. You have to earn another contract. You have to impress the fans, the coach. You know, it's ingrained in you just to keep going. So what do? You find things to mask the pain, or you find things to help you sleep, or you find things to help you relax. And it's amazing that the harshest things that are available are what are still readily available. So, you know, that's where I saw this as something that it just wasn't sustainable. I can't be taking Ambien to sleep. I can't be taking muscle relaxers to relax. And I can't be taking opiates to not feel the pain that, you know, the milligrams keep going up and the pain keeps staying the same, you know. So I just, for lack of a sustainable solution, that's where I kind of ran into this industry.
And so you've been taking CBD products as well? The cannabidiol?
Yeah, so I started a few years back, you know, I was introduced to, throughout all sports, it was obviously a taboo thing to even talk about, right? I mean, any indication of a positive test, and I lose, you know, not just 2 years of eligibility for whatever, if I was in international hockey, but, you know, there's this mark against my name now because the industry is so standoffish of this topic, right? And now that things are getting a bit softer, you know, the understanding is growing and the science is allowed to, you know, unlock these new pieces to, you know, a sustainable solution, right? So that's where I am is I found something that was going to help me enjoy the rest of my life, not, you know, struggle to get out of bed sometimes, or have an anxiety panic attack or whatnot, where, you know, I'm debilitated and on just a Tuesday afternoon, you know, trying to make my way in life or find a job or whatnot. You know, this is a serious epidemic.
Sure it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And your hope, you say, is that athletes will become more aware of the benefits of cannabis and hemp products.
Yeah, so that's my goal, right? So I need to, you know, I've been close to other players, retired or maybe even just college players or whatnot, whose lives aren't where they should be, and they maybe regret playing games, or they regret their sport that they worked so hard their life to love. And that's tragic, right? So there has to be an option for them. There has to be something that we can do to help them to, you know, present the day with a positive outlook, right? There's just too much of damage done.
Absolutely. I hope that this conversation we're having is heard by others, that because professional athletes really could use these products. You know, the endocannabinoid system is in every single, we all have an endocannabinoid system, and professional athletes, as you say, are so depleted at the end of the day, the physical, emotional, mental fatigue that you all go through.
Yep.
And to sustain your body, and it's hard. It's a hard life being a professional athlete.
Well, there's a lot to it, right? I mean, and I take it because of what my past career was, but I look at it what my future career is too. And if I'm an accountant, or I'm a banker, or I'm working at a toll booth, or whatever my career is, I want to be able to greet that career with the best version of myself. And I'm not able to do that if I don't feed this newly found system that has been taboo to talk about, right? So we're masking all of these problems instead of taking an active thought to fix them. And our endocannabinoid system is this magical system that, you know, we're so touchy and so careful about how we talk about it and what it actually can do. But the reality is that it can do so much. And it really needs to be on educational plates for everybody. Now, you know, because of my path, like I said, this is my platform, so I'm trying to educate professional athletes and advocate on that end. But in reality, this is a global epidemic, and this could profoundly change the health dynamic of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just so pleased that you're speaking out publicly, that, you know, you have shared your stories of how this cannabis, this world of cannabis, is helping you with the pain. You don't want to be strung out on opioids. You don't want to have to take a pill to get you to sleep at night. You don't want to have to take a pill in the morning to get you going. It's not real for everyday people. Not real for any of us.
Yeah, you just can't stack that for days and months and years. You're taking quality years off of the end of your life, or you're taking quality days out of your kid's life because, you know, you're addicted to something and you're going through withdrawals and you're trying to fight it, but it's a battle that you have no allies in at the moment. And here we are, and we're trying to, you know, this word we say, we advocate and we try to educate and we try to get the word out. But that's the end of day goal, which is really never going to end, right? There's always going to be somebody else to talk to and somebody else to educate, whether it be, you know, something as dosing or something as just like what the hemp plant is or what the marijuana plant is or what cannabis is, or, you know, all of these looming questions. There's grandparents, there's kids, there's uncles, there's athletes, there's, you know, animals. This is a huge, huge thing.
Tell us the website and how people can get more information about your story and about the work that you're doing in the product development.
Well, right now we are a little bit in our infancy as far as product-wise.
Okay.
Just this week we're about to announce, actually we are now the official sponsor of the NWHL, which is the National Women's Hockey League.
Oh, how wonderful.
This will be the first official sponsorship of a top-tier professional sports league in history for a cannabis company. So that will be announced in the next few days, with the Champions Cup, which is actually going to be played this weekend between the Riveteers, Metropolitan Riveteers of the New Jersey area, and the Luleå Hockey Club out of Sweden, which is similar to, you know, your soccer Champions League. This will be the first instance of that, and that will be presented by VEDA. So as far as education and in your face, we're getting there, and I think it's really exciting right now. So, you know, the information that's going to come next is going to be what we're all about. And science, education, analytics,
yes,
that's the most important piece for us.
I thank you so much, Marvin, and appreciate your time today and sharing with all of us. It's a great story.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the time you've given me. Again, another platform for us to talk and have a conversation. I'm readily available for all of them.
Perfect. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is Dr. Mark Lewis. Dr. Mark Lewis has a PhD in chemistry from Purdue University, and he is someone who really and truly wants us to understand the science behind cannabis. And Doctor, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you for having me on the show.
So when scientists speak about cannabis, the terminology is a little bit different. And how did you, and when did you realize that cannabis had the benefits and could be a very helpful product?
Very early on in my career, actually, during my time in Indiana, I attended a university that had one of two DEA permits to cultivate cannabis in the 80s and 90s. So I was exposed, albeit via advocacy channels, to very diverse types of cannabis. And at that point, I really realized that this is more than just a getting stone type of thing. And during that PhD work, I was capable of looking at all the research articles that were produced out of that university and others around the world, and it just really opened my eyes to where this all could go.
So I want you to explain to us, because we've talked so much about CBD, the cannabidiols versus the THC, the hemp plant itself in many instances is being developed by just the hemp itself, where there's no THC whatsoever in the plant. So it's very confusing, and so we need you to give us the one-on-one on what the real scoop is. Explain to us, please, if you wouldn't mind, the focus on what we have available today and the differences between the different plants.
Just for clarification, when you say the differences between the different plants, do you mean between like drug type cannabis being cultivated for dispensaries versus
yes.
hemp type? Okay.
Yes.
Well, number one, there's a lot more higher cannabinoid content in the drug type being produced for dispensaries. Hemp plants usually have a very small amount of total cannabinoids, and that's why they were bred for fiber, is because if a plant doesn't produce a whole lot of cannabinoids, it's not going to produce very much THCA, which converts to delta-9 THC, which becomes the active cannabinoid that we all know as being euphoric.
That's the one you get high from, the THC.
Correct. And so what the black market and prohibition really drove was for people to breed plants that were stronger and stronger so that they could, you know, naturally have to transport or whatever less material to achieve the same euphoric high. Whereas the hemp industry did exactly the opposite, because they have to meet certain regulations and criteria, whether it's less than 0.3 or 0.2% THC by total weight. The prohibition model was exactly the opposite. If we're transporting 10 pounds no matter what, it's better if that 10 pounds has 20% THC versus 10, because it's, you know, 2x the amount of drug. What's really interesting, though, is when we started breeding to breed CBD into drug-type plants many, many years ago, what we created were then drug-type plants that have really high percentages of cannabinoids. So the CBD that you get from a hemp plant requires many more plants and much more weight-by-weight plant material versus a 10x increase in the CBD production in a drug-type plant. The pitfall is that some of the drug-type plant CBD has a higher content of THC, just by naturally, you know, if you increase the plant's production of all the cannabinoids, naturally, even if the THC is very low, it will still go up a bit. However, some of our best client breeders have found ways around this, and they have plants that still produce upwards of 30% cannabinoids by dry weight, but because it's CBD and then another cannabidiol compound called CBDV, which is just a two carbon short different molecule, that they're breeding plants that have, you know, upwards of 25% total cannabinoids and less than 0.3% THC, which is really amazing, because to have that much CBD and that little THC, you would expect there not to be any kind of real effect.
Effect,
because
yes.
Everyone says it's CBD is non-psychoactive.
Right.
But that's not exactly true. It does things. It mellows you out and whatnot. But this particular plant that has CBDV, and nearly no THC gives you a very specific effect, somewhere between nicotine and caffeine without any jitters. It's a very uplifting and energizing effect.
And therefore it's helping
other cannabis.
Yeah, it's helping people with anxiety, and helping people with stress, and helping people sleep, helping people feel better. There's so many wonderful benefits. We could go on and on and on about them. This has been a fascinating conversation, and I've enjoyed it immensely. And I'm sure all of our listeners have as well. Give us the best website to find out more about the work you're doing and the company and all those wonderful things, please.
Sure. If you want to learn about the PhytoFax report format, a way to view medicine visually, you can go to phytofax.info. That's phytofax.info. And if you want to learn about NAPRO research, go to naproresearch.com. That's naproresearch.com.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mark Lewis. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You feel like an ocean.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.